USA News. I'm Richard Johnson.
If any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down.
President Biden's promise regarding future unidentified objects detected over the USA. In a statement in the past hour, the president shared a bit about what we know about the three objects shot down last week.
Nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country. The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
The president also says the U.S. will develop new protocols, an inventory of what's up there, new rules for launching and maintaining unmanned objects, and a global agreement on what is mostly an unregulated activity. Perjury. That's what a grand jury in Atlanta believes some of the people it heard from committed. That panel looked into efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. The Fulton County DA is using that report to decide whether to bring charges. The Supreme Court has dropped a planned March 1st arguments over Title 42, the COVID-linked rules that restricted who could enter the U.S. when applying for asylum. The White House says with the end of the COVID emergency declaration, Title 42 will also end. No word why the court struck the arguments from its calendar. Tesla is recalling more than 360,000 cars equipped with driver assist software. It says the full driving beta feature may cause crashes. You won't have to bring in your Tesla. It will update the software by each car's cellular phone system. A group working to unionize workers at a Tesla plant in Buffalo, New York, has filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board, saying Tesla fired more than 30 workers at that plant days after they launched a union campaign. This is USA News.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The big balloon bust of 2023 is still with us, including first hints of what kind of threat the three objects shot down over the weekend might have posed.
What we can say is that our intelligence community has, as at this point, a leading explanation that they are looking at that, in fact, these objects are benign.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says authorities are working on new protocols on flying and floating objects, such as when and when not to shoot them down. Meanwhile, one lawmaker is not happy that China refused to accept a phone call from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Virginia Democrat Senator Tim Kaine decried the move.
During the Cold War, as tough as it was between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, there was communication because both nations realized what we don't want to do is to have an accident, miscalculation, unnecessary escalation, and you avoid that with communication channels.
Austin has met with his Chinese counterpart twice, both times emphasizing the importance of keeping open lines of communication. President Biden echoed that when he met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in November in Indonesia. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
And a new report says the object we have recovered, the Chinese spy balloon, may have been heading to Hawaii. Reuters quotes a U.S. official who says the balloon had a trajectory that would have taken it to the South Pacific, but it was blown off course. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.